Wayfair's big sale is back. For 3 days only, October 5th through 7th, score up to 80% off everything home with free shipping site-wide. Shop Wayday now until October 7th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, this week, 20 years ago, the show Desperate Housewives launched on ABC in the US and, of course, went on to become a huge hit around the world for 8 more seasons. It's still being rerun all over the planet and still has legions of fans, including Ryan Evans. Not only did Ryan get engaged on the set, he also invested over £10,000 on memorabilia so far. Afternoon, Ryan.
Hello, Sean.
How and when did you first discover the show?
Well, I was probably about 13, 14, and I literally just discovered it when I was in my bedroom one day watching telly, and it was on Channel 4, and I just seen an episode of it, and I've just been hooked ever since.
And what was it about it?
I think it's just it's the feel of the show. I'm a very creative person, and where the set and everything is made to be like perfected, it's just resonated with me ever since, and I could just really connect with the show because of the creativity and the perfectionist side of me.
And because everything, because in and around Wisteria Lane, I suppose it's kind of a feature of the show, everything looks perfect.
It's all for show. It was all like everything looked perfect, and I think most of the flowers were artificial, but everything was maintained, like the lawns and everything, to make it look absolutely immaculate. But yeah, it was a beautiful set, and it's just a shame that they couldn't have kept it as Wisteria Lane looking like that always.
Because you've been to the set, as I mentioned, is it? When you walk onto the set, does it feel like you're walking down the street, or is it, you go, oh God, it's just a load of fronts?
It is exactly how you would expect it to be on the show, but it is just it's not done up as much as it was and like as vibrant, because I think that they have to kind of change it so that other productions and that can use it over the years. But it is an actual small cul-de-sac, and you walk down, it's an actual lane that you can walk down. You can only walk down it if you go on the VIP tour at Universal Studios in Hollywood. But it's only depending if there be anything's being filmed on the lane, as it's an active backlot.
Ah, and do they film other things there? I mean, have we seen programmes and not realised it was Wisteria Lane people were?
Yeah, there was, it's been used for years and years. Years ago, there was a film called The Burbs with Tom Hanks that was filmed on there. Leave It to Beaver. Recently, they used it for Candy Cane Lane with Eddie Murphy on Amazon.
Huh. So when they finished the run of the show, was that devastating for you?
Well, we all fans thought we were going to get one more season to season 9. And I think the creator, Mark Cherry, decided, I don't want to overrun it. I want to leave it and go out with a good reputation and not have it any critics saying, oh, it's overrun, or you know what I mean. And I think it was a good idea, but obviously all of our fans would have loved it to carry on forever, but that's just, you can never have it too much of a good thing.
Yeah, indeed. And often, I mean, I've often found when people are particularly devoted fans of a show and the show's been going on for a few years, they've kind of grown up with it and it's helped them to a degree become the person that they are. Did you feel that?
Yeah, 100%. Like when I was growing up, I always explain Desperate Housewives and Wisteria Lane as like an escapism. And you can, no matter what you're going through in life, if you're going through bad times or any different situations, you can just pop that on and it's got a sense of like comfort, and you can escape to Wisteria Lane and you can invest yourself into a character, and you can, they've all got all different storylines that everyone in the world can like relate to. So I think that's why it was so well perceived as well, because where there was, it's an all female-led cast, and there was four main characters. You had different traits and different personalities in all four of them. So, like, everyone had their own favourite character that they could resonate and connect to.
Yeah. And when you did make that that visit on the VIP tour, that's when your partner Alex proposed to you. Were you expecting that?
No, I always have expressed if I was ever to get in, like, would like to get engaged to, my like dream in the whole wide world would have been to be proposed to on Wisteria Lane. But that was just like a dream that I would never ever think that would happen, because I never ever thought I would ever be able to get onto the lane, because it's quite very hit or miss to actually get onto the lane. So when we actually got there on the day, and I was lucky enough to actually get onto the lane, it was overwhelming just being around, walking around the houses and on the set anyway. And then towards the end of the tour, the tour guide turned around and said, would you and your partner like to have a photo outside Gabrielle's house, as we know it's your favourite character? And we were like, oh yeah, of course. So we went up onto the porch, and that's when I thought we were having a photo done together, and that's when he turned down on one knee and proposed to me on Gabby's porch.
did the tour guide know that that was going to happen?
I think they had a little, they were in cahoots at the beginning. Yeah. They kind of knew all along, but I didn't have a clue. And it was the most amazing day of my life. And I nothing can beat it. And I can't express how mind-blowing and overwhelming it was. I can't, if you could have seen me afterwards, I was an emotional wreck.
So when did you start buying memorabilia?
I only literally started buying it about 7 years ago.
And why did you decide to start buying it?
It was nothing planned. It was always just where I was always such a hardcore fan of Desperate Housewives. I randomly was just like on the internet one day searching, as fans do, for like fan fiction and all this stuff. And then I come up across a little website that sold memorabilia, and they had only like an invitation from Renee Perry's wedding, who was played by Vanessa Williams. And it was only for about £30. And I thought, oh God, that'd be really, really cool, where I'm such a hard fan, just to have one little piece of production made memorabilia from the show just to own. And then basically more and more come up over time, and I've kind of just brought and grown, and it's made me basically have to have a designated room in my house to display it all.
Can that be a problem domestically, in that we can't use this room anymore?
Well, basically, the curtains are shut. I can't have nothing fade anything. To me, it's TV history, so I can't have any of it being faded or ruined, and everything's protected in acrylic cases. I've got all the wardrobe pieces in garment bags. So it's like a museum in here. No one's really allowed to come in this room.
Yes. And as I suppose a lot of people will remember, it's virtually the first scene in episode one, where Mary Alice and Paul are burying a trunk, and there's a body in there. You have the trunk.
Yeah, I have a version. I think there was about three versions altogether that was actually made. They had like the brand new version that was used at the end of the season one, when the tails like unveiled. But this is the actual unearthed trunk that was supposed to be dug from underneath the swimming pool that Paul carries into the garage, and you've seen at the beginning of the season. So it's really, it's probably one of the most recognisable and iconic pieces of memorabilia from Desperate Housewives. So it's literally one of the most that the fans and on my Instagram that everyone really, really takes a lot of interest in.
I would imagine so. And is there a process, Ryan, by which, you know, you can, if someone says, I'm selling a dress that was worn by a character, that you can ascertain that it actually was that dress and that it's genuine and all that? Because I imagine there's a few scam artists out there.
Well, I have got a few tales about things that I've been through about scamming and that, but I won't go into that. But basically, every piece of item that was sold in the original Kiss Me, Kiss Them Goodbye auction in 2012 when the series ended, every piece comes with a COA and it comes with like a lot number and it tells you the exact piece of item that you're getting, and it's got hologram sticker on. So any pieces that don't have a COA, I wouldn't purchase. Because they are not from the original auction. Don't get me wrong, you could probably get some pieces that from crew members that have probably nabbed a few pieces and they want to sell on and stuff like that. But it's very, you've got to be very careful because, like you said, there is people that can scam you out there.
Yeah. And particularly the items of clothing, were they specially made for the show or were they kind of off the rack?
I think most of them were like off the rack, like they are designer, but there is just also just regular high street kind of probably makes as well. There is, I've got a Felicity Huffman piece who played, she played Lynette Scavo, and it's a blue dress that she wore in season 6. And they, I think the dress is actually like off the rack, but they, for custom made like the cardigan and stuff and that to go with it. So they do there was a lovely costume designer, Kate Adair, who worked on Desperate Housewives, and she literally done amazing. Like the fashion and the outfits were incredible. Like that you couldn't, I wouldn't change anything when it comes to any of the outfits or anything, because she really, really got every character on point.
Yeah. Now, as I said at the start, this is the 20th anniversary.
Yeah.
How come there hasn't been more? Because it was such a huge show. How come there hasn't been more of a fuss made of this? I'm surprised there wasn't some sort of getting the cast together or one of those kind of productions.
Yeah, about a few months ago, I seen an interview with Eva Longoria, who played Gabby, and she did mention that it was 20th anniversary coming up in October, and we're going to be doing some type of reunion. And obviously, I went like crazy, and all of the fans on my Instagram were like, oh my God, can't wait. And we thought it was going to be similar to something like the Friends reunion they did. Nothing's come of it. And I understand all of the women are probably busy and they've got their careers and everything like that. But I think it is a little bit disappointing for the fans that we haven't had a little get together or some type of just a little reunion. I'm, as a collector, I'm a little bit, I was wanting some, maybe like a Funko Pop collection for the 20th anniversary, or Loungefly bags or something like that, because everything's been made for Funko in that. But Desperate Housewives doesn't seem to be one of them. So yeah, it's a bit disappointing because, like you said, it was probably one of the biggest TV shows back in its time, and it literally feels like it's a little bit forgotten.
Yeah. Well, you never know. They may well reboot it. It wouldn't be the first time something like that has happened. Lovely to talk to you, Ryan. Happy 20th anniversary. And thanks
Thank
very
you so much,
for doing that today.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Wayfair's big sale is back. For 3 days only, October 5th through 7th, score up to 80% off everything home with free shipping site-wide. Shop Wayday now until October 7th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.